This only happens once a year, so don't miss out. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join one of the free community rides in the Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org.
Hello, welcome to Monday's podcast. Get in touch anytime, 0484 10 1045. What do we talk about today? Submarines, didn't we? And AUKUS.
Oh, you'll see it all on the news tonight, I suppose, with our overseas. He is meeting Joe Biden and discussing how much money do you guys want.
Did you say we're committing $200 billion?
It would appear so.
We're but just giving another $500 million to Ukraine. That $1 trillion worth of debt that we've got there's...
It's not going to disappear too quickly. And then we've got the Olympics to pay for.
They'll just wipe.
We'll just print more money.
Swipe the dollar.
And then the NDIS, then the voice.
They'll bring in that digital currency stuff, one world currency.
We'll be Argentina before we know it. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's all right. Get a good security system on your house. We were talking about how they're going to fill these submarines up with seamen, though. We'll need seamen to operate the submarines. SEA men, of course.
Listen to this.
James got in touch on the burner about said seamen.
I'm hearing that Albo is headhunting the fastest seamen for the new subs, and I think we all know the fastest seamen is important to get to the target. Yeah. And Shane Van Gisbergen is at the top of his list. Well done, James. The Giz travels quickly with new tyres.
Call him Shane.
With new...
We discussed this on the podcast today.
Yeah, but now it's podcast. So
there's a times for our show where I worry about some of the stuff that we give to our listeners. And then it's people like James who,
confirm that we're on the right track.
Confirm with the usage of big hot jizz at any stage today, referring to Shane? Because he's a big lad and he was getting quite hot in the car.
His feet were getting really hot from the firewall.
We do say before 7, but preferably before 6 sometimes is even better, gentlemen.
Keep the jizz chat.
But if you've got jizz chat prior to 7, there's not many kids in the car before 7, are they?
Like to hope not.
No.
Well, that's your fault if they're in the car. Yeah, listening to our jizz
chat. Are they doing up so early? Get back to bed.
What about Josh? He wants to know. Who spent more money on grass when they were in Australia, Ed Sheeran or Snoop Dogg?
Well, Snoop Dogg also spent a fair bit of money on strippers for his stage show.
On his stage show.
Different kind of grass for Ed.
Ed had to lay new turf every stadium he went to.
I do love that the night before International Women's Day, Snoop Dogg was just representing the power of the pussy on stage with strippers.
We're just on international.
Get that dollar bills, girls.
Girls getting paid.
International Women's Day. What was that? There was a big international woman, so you were doing the weather from there.
Hospital.
Sunday.
Have your run on Wednesday when International Women's Day. Right. Don't go, four or five days later.
You can't close the story bridge on a Wednesday.
Give it a go. They're women. Well, they're allowed to do anything. They'll hear me roar.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Exactly. If they want to shut the bridge on a Wednesday, they shut the bridge on a Wednesday.
You got pissed about them shutting it on a Sunday. You turned up and said,
off
that bridge
now. And
some
cop said, no, you can't cross there. I said, what are you talking about? Who are all these people? They're all in pink shirts with boobs wobbling everywhere.
Okay with it.
What a wonderful sight that would have been, the International Women's Day fun run, and there's some old todger down there. Get them off that bridge!
I was below the bridge, but they were running past. Anyway.
It'd be equally similar to Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, the president's wife. She was handing out awards for International Women's Day.
Yes.
You know who won Woman of the Year?
A man.
A transgender. Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, as if we haven't advocated for long enough for women's rights and now men just pretending to be women.
This is old.
Trampsing all over it.
What was that sign you called me earlier this morning? Even if I squint, what was it?
Even if I squint, you're still not a woman.
Yeah, but you guys are late to the party. Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year, about a decade ago, Caitlyn Jenner. She'd been a woman for about 9 months.
I don't acknowledge. I'm never acknowledging. I watched him win a gold medal when I was seven or eight years of age.
She had a big penis back then, and she won the decathlon in a men's event.
Shorty shorts, and he was clearly a man because you could see the outline.
That's why I say bring back Ricky Gervais. What did he say? Happy International Women's Day to all the women except for those with a penis.
That's brilliant.
I
love that.
Just quoting.
He likes the new women. Ricky says he's on record. I like these new women. You know,
what are the new women?
The ones with penises.
Stop it. Really? Has he said that? I love him even more.
Marto, Margo, and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane-ass.
Queensland state government to crack down on illegal tobacco and vaping and everything else.
I'm hearing accounts of children in primary schools vaping during their lunch hours. So I think we need an educational campaign to really inform the public about what is actually in these vapes.
Fair enough too, I suppose. You seem to see them everywhere. You see them with kids. I see them kids scary, vaping, mate. 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds.
Not only a campaign is what she wants to declare, it's also an inquiry into e-cigarettes to find out what the devices really contain and to curb their uptake, obviously, amongst Queenslanders. And what's in the vape? We don't know.
I'll tell you who does have a fair idea. Dr. Brad McKay, author of Fake Medicine and also, of course, a leading GP. Hi, Brad.
Good morning, guys. Hi.
Hey, but do you know, you've probably kept an eye on these vapes. Where do you stand on the things? Because they're becoming more and more popular with the kids and everyone's talked about them. They're fruity flavours and everything. What's the go?
Yeah, certainly vaping can be helpful for adults who are trying to give up smoking. Certainly it's better than smoking. But what we're finding is that teenagers are getting their hands on it. And there's all sorts of different ways that that teenagers are getting it into their households and vaping in class. That's what we're finding a lot in Queensland. And yeah, like it's not safe. I think a lot of people just think, oh, well, it's safer than smoking, so it's going to be fine for me. But yeah, like these vapes will have really high doses of nicotine in them. So it's highly, highly addictive. Yeah. Often the labeling isn't very good. So people don't know if it's got nicotine in it or not. And yeah, there's just hundreds of different ingredients for flavorings. So we've got no idea what those will do to people in the longer term regarding their lungs and the rest of their bodies.
Brad, I think most of us are okay with what you want to do with your own body. You can choose that. But the reason we got rid of ciggies was because of secondhand smoke, right?
Passive.
So we've got to get it out of indoor areas because I'm not choosing to do that. You're doing it to me.
Clogs up the health system as well.
Correct. How do we go with secondhand smoke and vapor from vapes? Can if I'm around someone vaping, can that affect me?
Well, I think the issue here as well is, yeah, like it's fine what you want to do as an adult and having an adult choice. But what we're finding is that a lot of the advertising is for young kids as well. So we're finding even 1 in 10 children are vaping from the age of sort of even 12 to 17. So this is before they're able to make an adult choice about it, and they're already getting hooked on nicotine, which then sets them up for failure later on in life. It's marketed for kids. They're able to get it. And, yeah, it's just a tragedy that our regulation isn't really being monitored. There's no policing that's going on to ensure that the rules are actually being carried out.
I think, unfortunately, this is something that we're going to find the impacts of in many years to come, as we have with smoking, which we've now found ourselves in a position where it's heavily taxed and being banned. I think this might be the way forward for vaping as well. Dr. Brad McKay, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
133353, your thoughts on this. Are you a parent of a child who vapes? Where do you stand on it in your household? We'd love to get your thoughts around it. Are you a smoker that use vaping as a way of getting off cigarettes? Oh. But is that now something else that you're addicted to? There's so many topics across. There's so many conversations
being
had.
That's what it was for, right? It was meant to be, if you're smoking, this is a better option. But instead of coming down, people are going up from nothing.
Smoking's coming down, but vaping's gone up. People are going straight to vaping.
Have you heard, and I keep getting this on text, people using it with marijuana oil or whatever you call that oil, putting it in their vape, and you can't smell them in a crowd.
If you were at the Snoop Dogg concert last Wednesday night, there was so many vapes just full of marijuana. Everyone was saying, I've just got high off the passive vaping.
Got a contact high.
Oh, well.
All right.
Unlucky for them, hey, Mark. Yeah.
Include that, the price of the ticket. 133353, give us a call. Are you going through this in your family now, vaping in your kids? We'd love to talk to you here on Triple M. It's Marto, Margo and Dan.
Brett from Runaway Bay, 133353. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, mate. Are you a vapor? Are you a smoker? Do you have a child that vapes? Where do you sit on this whole vaping issue?
So I was a smoker for 30 years, and the last 2 years I've changed to vaping.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have all my sense of smell back, my sense of taste.
Righto.
Fitness is way better than when I was smoking cigarettes. So there's that side of it as well.
Brett, can I ask the financial side? You're probably down from $200 a week. How much does it cost to vape?
$50.
Righto. Jesus, that's a $7,500 a year.
What were you spending at your peak, Brett, on darts, mate?
Well, I was smoking Raleigh's.
Yeah.
So that was about, $60, $70 a week.
Yeah.
So now it costs me $50 every 2 weeks I can get it to.
And your fingernails aren't falling off, which helps as well.
And there's no stains on my teeth.
Yeah. No stains in your beard, Brett.
Righto.
Well, if I had a beard.
So, Brett, you can vape anywhere you like too, by the looks of things.
Well, look, I try not to do it indoors.
Yeah.
Because school is still out on the actual effects of it and the secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
So I try and be as respectable as I can. But, look, it's done wonders for me. It's got me off cigarettes.
I love hearing that. Well done.
But what's the other side, Brett? This is kind of positive. Give us the devil's advocate side.
Can you see how it would be appealing for kids,
it's
right?
It's hurting children.
Absolutely, absolutely. It definitely needs to be more monitored and, you know, they need to keep tabs on...
Brett, what's going on? Do you buy yours from vape shops or from the convenience store? Where do you get yours? Because there's something mysterious going on in some of those vape shops.
So there's ones that you can refill.
Yeah.
And you buy a little vape machine for that, and that's rechargeable.
Yeah.
Or you can buy disposable ones. Now, that's what the kids, I hear, are buying.
Right.
The disposable ones. Because they're a lot cheaper. You know, you get them for $20. Some of them are $10, $15 for a vape. Now they're also coming out with rechargeable, disposable ones.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. The list is endless.
It's like a Pez dispenser. You just fill it back up and off you go again. You see them on the ground, after a footy game. People just throw them in garden. Yeah, there's just all...
The new cigarette butt.
Yeah, these robot
cigarettes.
Thanks, Brett.
Good on you, Brett. Ian, you used to be a heavy smoker as well, mate. What's your story concerning vapes?
Well, I don't believe that they're any good either way around. I used to move furniture. I smoked for really heavy for about 40 years.
Yeah.
And, I went, it got to the point where I couldn't lift a wheelbarrow full of stuff. I'd move it 10 feet and I was out of breath.
Oh, yeah.
So, I went for I went to a lung specialist and he did a lung function study and
Were crap.
Yeah, he said you've got mild to moderate emphysema.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I in the meantime,
how old were you, Ian? Can I ask at the time?
It'd be about 50, so I was about 50, 51.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, my wife didn't like cigarettes, so I went to vaping. So I vape for 2 years, but I vape really heavy, so I drag on the actual vape machine really heavy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, when I went for my CT scan, they came up with, they said, you got mild to moderate emphysema, but there's all these black spots on your lungs.
Oh, God.
And they've actually blistered.
Mm. What's that
They were from the vape.
That was from the vape. So because I drag so hard, it was hot unburnt oil that you suck down into your lungs and it burns your lungs.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
So I had that to tangle with too. So
did the doctor say that's what they're seeing?
Well,
or what they will see in the future.
Well, they don't know because everybody's different. But I probably didn't help myself at all because I smoked so heavy from an early age.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, when you I can't walk down the end. I can't run down the end of the street now
without being out of breath. Mm. Ian, I'm going to hope with my fingers crossed that you've given up both smoking and vaping.
I gave it up all overnight. I went from I found out I had that, I went from, like, smoking 40 a day to nothing overnight.
Patches, gum?
Nothing, overnight.
Oh, just good did on it. You, Ian.
Because they're saying, it's nicotine is not actually bad for you. It's actually really good for some of the receptors in your brain.
Oh, really?
It's the inhaling of the smoke, it's the inhaling of the vape,
the
moisture,
shit.
The toxic chemicals that does the damage to. So they're saying gum and patches is huge because the nicotine is still getting to your brain receptors, not doing the actual damage to your lungs and your mouth and your throat, etc., and cancers.
It's very addictive, though, the nicotine. So the fact that, I don't know, you'll get all these bizarre issues. If you're chewing gum constantly, what does that do to your teeth because you need to get the nicotine in.
Yeah.
It's a weird world, isn't it?
Well done, Ian. The shock of the diagnosis has turned you around. Well done, mate.
Be interesting.
Yeah, the doctor just turned around and he said, well, you can't reverse it. You give up now, you'll live, you can live a sort of decent life. You don't give up now, you'll die eventually.
Ian,
and it'll be sooner rather than later.
Mate, have it some movie tickets on us as well. Congrats, mate. Good on you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, easy.
Cheers, mate.
How about Creed 3? Michael B. Jordan is directing it. The Creed 3 movie. We'll send you along. It's in cinemas now. Good on Ian, huh? That's not easy to do, to just go completely cold turkey. Skip the gums, skip the patches.
And to give us a ring and tell others. They may have helped someone else.
Help warn them.
You know, we're happy to keep this conversation going too. We'll take it over to the burner phone. 0484101045. Vaping, what are you seeing with your kids particularly? It's Triple M.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Do I say now or wait till later what? That I take my hats off to the junior referees the who hats, get out there every weekend?
Hats.
Multiple hats.
Blow your whistle at them.
Well, yeah. The thing is if we don't have junior referees, our boys don't get to play.
Don't have a game.
And that's the thing, yeah. You know, and we don't have junior referees signing up because they're being abused on the sideline by parents. And so we, parents of young rugby league players, need to pull our heads in.
And put a whistle around your neck and get into it.
I gave the crowd a talking to after I left the field. I am just a mum out here that's normally on the sideline.
I made a speech to the crowd.
You've now swapped from previously abusing to now you're on the other side going, hang on, I used to be a
appreciation for it.
That's good. Everyone should do
that. And they
that.
All clapped me at the end. They went, well done. I said, we can't get any referees, so shut your mouths.
Is there any chance they said, is that the only game you're doing today? Yes.
Thank God. Stop talking.
First and last.
Hey, do you want to do the plug now then? My sideline is where if you want to sign up and they're encouraging mums.
If you want to sign up, they're looking for junior refs in particular.
And everyone knows the rules.
Yes, exactly.
So it's so easy.
You're sitting there yelling at the referees or your team or your players. But if you want to get off the sideline and onto the field, sign up mysideline.com.au. Not only are they looking for junior refs, they're also looking for mums. It's called Mums Off the Sideline, not On the Sideline. So get amongst
dads
it, ladies.
Too. Mums,
dads too.
Mums
anyone. Sisters. Sisters who are sitting there watching their brothers play. You get out there and do some reffing.
You get paid $15 a game as well if you're young and you want to get paid to do it as
well. I think it's more than that, but I'm not going to quote exact amounts, but somebody said you could earn yourself $35 per game on the weekends if you wanted to, Margo.
Plus, if you cheated, you could put out a backhander and you'd probably get $100.
Oh, you could get paid a paper bag.
I promise to give you 12 penalties for the game.
All right, let's get to the audio here. You were mic'd up. You were reffing a junior rugby league game while your son was actually participating in said game. There was a little pep talk pre-game from you as well. I think mum mode came out a little bit here, Margo.
Keep your tackles down low, no swearing, all right? Keep it clean. You got a mum on the field, all right?
It was the under-12s. It was Wynnum versus Carina, and my son plays for Carina, and the Wynnum boys, they were really good. You know, they were all very gracious, but I did just, you know, kind of put the rules down to begin with.
Well, what was the mum business, though? Do you think Harrigan used to go on before Origin going, listen, I'm a father, just take it easy?
I kept getting in trouble because I kept patting them. That's all right, mate. Like when he didn't score a try or didn't get a tackle.
They can't touch you as a ref.
Come on, boys, chin up, come on, and I rub their backs, and they're just looking at me like, who are you?
Stop touching the children.
Margo, how would you rate your fitness currently?
Oh, look, I didn't think I'd last as long as I did, but I thought I did all right. My calves are a little bit sore this morning. There's a fair amount of running, and geez, they're quick, 12-year-olds.
They are quicker than you think. Last as long as, did you last the whole game?
I lasted the whole game. Good. I did 2 20-minute halves, so 40 minutes in total.
I've been told this was 4 minutes into the game.
What do you think of that call, Coles?
Well, I don't think it was a knock-on. She may just need a breather.
After 4 minutes.
Righto.
Oh, now you can find yourself on the wrong side of the ruck occasionally.
The thing is I had a really amazing mentor, referee mentor on the field with me, Emma. Big shout out to her. She'd reffed, like, she's a proper ref. She refs just under the NRL level. Yeah. So she'd been reffing all day Saturday, and then as a favour to the BRL, she came out and she helped me on Sunday. She said, it's been a while since I've done an under-12s game. Yeah. But she stood on the attacking line, I stood on the defending line, and if there was some calls that I might have missed, she picked them up.
Oh, you sort of had a pocket ref
ref, that's what she called it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was proper, so it wasn't just me out there making it up as I went along.
Mate, you were leading from the front. You are pretty certain about this call here. Double movement.
He's knocked on.
Corey Parker. We heard from Corey there saying that you need a breather 4 minutes into the game. Well, Snowy, our producer, was with Corey, and he asked Corey, what do you think about your double movement call?
Hey, Corey, how do you think she's going, mate?
Well, mate, she's just gone to the video ref. I'm not sure she understands they're under 12s yet.
You didn't go to the ref, did you? Go to the bunker.
Well, I went to my pocket ref and I said, what's that? And she said double movement.
So when you do the video sign, you just mean you make the call, pocket ref.
He crawled across the line from about 2 metres out.
Yeah, the English, did he?
The English, the Groana crawl, except on the wrong side of the try line.
But he's like, don't get me too deep in. into it. Okay. The league's being held?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't you start now. Yeah, you'll sign yourself up to be the pocket ref next time she does it, mate. Careful. While he was playing, your son.
Yes, he was.
We've got some controversy here.
Well, she penalised him, which was the right thing to do. She did award him 2 tries, though, I did note as well. So I think she balanced it up and she'll probably be able to talk to him this afternoon.
So that's Tony Archer, one of the great NRL refs, talking about your behaviour around Wiley. You evened it out.
I have to say, I penalised him twice on the field and he copped it on the chin pretty fairly, both for lifting, but he said to me in the pool, we jumped in the pool when we got home afterwards, he said, Mum, I reckon that first lifting call was pretty fair, but that second one was rubbish.
Hold on. So back home, he's analysed your refereeing.
Because I said, how did I go, mate? Because I was trying to be fair, of course. No bias, obviously. It's not only is my son's team, but it's my son as well. So I was trying to be fair. And
Trying to be fair. You're in the pool with him after the game. This is weird.
I said, how did I actually go? Because everyone wants to blow the wind up. Well done. You did such a great job. You know, awesome for getting out there and giving it a go. But I wanted proper feedback. Anyway, he said, that first penalty you gave me was fair call, but that second one was nonsense.
Rubbish.
You know who Wiley is? He's the new Cam Smith. Just go have a sauna with Bill Harrigan after and let's review your performance, mate. Well done, Marco.
Yeah, that is nice, Harry.
Yeah, look, it's a hard job. As I said, I take my whistle off to the refs out there doing it, but get involved. It's community-based. If you're a mum or dad and you want to get off the sideline and into the middle of the field, head to mysideline.com.au and give it a go. Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know Marto,
Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Rightio, we've been talking about this all morning. The Battle of Brisbane, Broncos v Dolphins, round 4. This is going to be enormous. There's every chance this could be a sellout at Suncorp Stadium.
There was 43,000 there the other night. Can you imagine you throw the Dolphins in there as well?
Well, they had 33 at their first game.
Let's say 45. There'll be 45,000, maybe 50,000 people.
Well, we want you there, and we know you want to be there. This will separate the boys from the men and the women from the girls when it comes to where does your allegiance lie in Brisbane, because you've got to pick one round 4, and we want to do this to get you there.
And so it begins.
It's a seesaw battle.
It's a battle because it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Let's get it.
Battle of Brisbane.
Oh, so the Battle of Brisbane, if you want to get to the game at Suncorp Stadium, you've got to battle it out here, north v south.
You've got to earn it.
You've got to earn it. We're going to have a giant tug of war over the Brisbane River.
South side.
Margot, captain south side. Marto, you captain north side.
Go to the north side.
I'll hold the rope in the middle and start it.
Are we doing it on a bridge like we wanted to? Is that being granted?
Did we get a bridge?
I believe so.
Yes, we did.
It doesn't say it on the sheet. But
it's the walking one. What's that one, Marto, that's on the ankle?
The Kurilpa
Bridge.
The Echidna Bridge.
There could be gravity problems. It'll look. That's on an angle. We'll work all that out. But what we're looking for is people from the north side and people from the south side, correct?
That's right.
For the tug of war.
Yeah.
So there's going to be 10 spots on each team. So the winning team will go to the Broncos
to the
Dolphins. And we'll give you
tickets.
So you can take a friend along as well. Yeah. So you got to earn it in the Battle of Brisbane. Get on the phone right now.
Just call us.
Yeah, 1-333-53 right now. Let's take the first few entrants. You've got to pitch yourself to us, though.
Why? You've got to be big. You've got to be strong.
Yeah, what have you got tugging experience, in tug of
big
war?
Tuggers.
How often do you tug? Mm. Marto, you'll be selecting a team for the north side. I'll be selecting a team for the south side. You have to pitch yourself to us as to why you should be on our teams.
Are we picking our first member today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
Well,
1-333-53.
Right, give us a call.
Maybe we'll award you a spot on our team.
What are your tugging credentials?
Nathan from Tarragindi.
Wants to pitch himself.
Wants to get involved.
To me, Nathan, could you be on my team? I'm not sure. Convince me.
Who are you?
I'm Kenneth Mustard, mate.
Oh, Nathan's got a terrible phone line. That's deducted points already.
Come on, Nathan.
Nathan, sort your phone line out. Yes.
Better, mate.
Okay, pitch yourself to me. Who are you, Nathan, from Tarragindi?
Oh, I'm a guy who loves rugby league, big Broncos supporter. Mm. I've actually was watching your son play last year at Carina.
Oh, the hell?
At the district trial.
Suck up points. I like it.
But what do you bring to the tugging table? What form?
Oh, mate. I'll probably roll in about 120 kilos or so. Geez. Played a bit of footy and stuff in my time. I could sort of secure the back of the line.
Nathan, how tall are you?
Oh, about 5'8".
He's a nugget.
He's a chode.
If we put you as our anchor at the back of the rope, could you hold down the north side as they tug away?
Mate, nothing good happens on the north side. You'd be safe with me.
Okay.
See, them's fine words. To stay on the line, Nathan, because Sarge from Albany Creek.
Oh,
so, Sarge, you there?
G'day, guys. Yeah, how are you?
Well, same question. Do you heard the fighting talk from Nathan? What do you bring to the tugging table?
Well, but besides being on the north side, and I know what Nathan said, but come on, mate, north side rock.
Yeah, okay.
I was in the army for 20 years. We used to do tug of war all the time.
Yeah.
Over 100 kilos, and we'll nail this.
Are you absolutely. Over 100 kilos, are you?
100%, yeah.
Sounds
absolutely.
Like a lightweight, Sarge, don't
six
you
foot
reckon?
Tall.
Oh, 6 foot 100. He's like perfect. Actually, are you married? There's a few girls calling.
we might need to check the structural integrity of the bridge to see if it can support Nathan and Sarge at the same time.
Sarge, you can tell these guys. I've seen army guys on tug of wars. You guys know how to dig in, don't you?
We dig in and we've got cadence. We know how to pull.
It's like rowing, isn't it? It's like rowing, but you're not moving very fast.
You rock back and forward. Yeah. Are you guys happy?
I want to find out, Nathan. Can we just go back to Nathan from Tarragindi? Mm. Nathan, you said you're 5'8", 120 kilos. How are the hands? What about the big bear hands? Are they going to get around that rope and pull and hold on?
Or are they just little? Well,
they'll be good to go for sure.
Good to go. Right.
Sarge, the good news is Sarge from Albany Creek, I'm appointing you captain straight away.
Oh,
100%.
Well, you remember Wayne Bennett? His first signing, he went, I want that man as captain, Jess Bromwich, and look what's happened. I've got Sarge. Good on you, mate.
I'm right. Not willing to award my captain just yet, Marto, but I am going to appoint Nathan from Tarragindi first spot on my team, and he is going to be our anchor.
Oh,
welcome, awesome. Nathan.
Thank you very much, Margo.
All right, I'll put it to you. What happens if you get 143-kilogram tug-of-war specialist and you got to say to Nathan,
he'll be up front on the line.
Well,
you're going down to Chinatown, Marto.
Okay. How many tuggers do we need?
You need nine more tuggers each.
We need
10 in total, right? And then the winning tuggers will go to... can we send them down there on a tugboat?
Tuggers
on a tugboat.
Down to some sort of tugboat drivers. That's a great call. All 10 of them in the winning tugging team.
They'll get two tickets so they can bring a friend as well to the Dolphins v Broncos Friday, March 24, Suncorp Stadium. You get your tickets from dolphinsnrl.com.au. It's the Battle of Brisbane. We'll keep filling those spots up here on Triple M.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbane As.
Hey, it's time to talk defence.
What defence?
I know the Dolphins were strong on their own line. I know the Broncos defended like mongrel dogs as well.
There's a few hits, big hits on the weekend too, Marto.
What we're talking about here is the price of the submarines that we're buying from America. You'll see that old... Albo Overseasy, Anthony Albasese, is now in America this morning. I think he's got most of the Indian red marks off his face.
He just around.
Why couldn't he just keep them on and become a native?
American.
Yeah, just.
There's always a little bit that still sticks, though, right? Yeah, because he's still probably got glitter on from the Mardi Gras.
Some of your history's a little bit confused. We're not talking cowboys.
Are they not the same thing?
Yeah, when he gets there with Joe Biden, Joe Biden will go, "How are the Indians?" And he'll go, "No, not those cowboys.
Not the red Indians.
There's a different one. There could be some." Anyway, you could trick Joe Biden anyhow. US submarines to operate from Australian ports from 2027 only going to cost us $200 billion.
Oh, that's all right. It's not like there's a cost of living crisis, guys. That's fine.
Submarines.
What were we going to pay the French? Or did we have to pay them? Did we put a down deposit on those submarines?
Yeah, I think...
ScoMo did that, didn't he?
I think we blew the security.
I think we had to pay them in cheese.
I think we'd already committed $14 million to them and then we went, we don't want your submarines. We're going to go with these other ones.
Australia to acquire 3 to 5 US-built Virginia-class submarines in the 2000s. This is very confusing, but it's very expensive.
So we seem to be... Who are we getting from America?
We're getting it from America.
And England and
maybe
us.
England. They'll be a big announcement.
We've got some money just throwing it around. I want to get a hold of that printing machine that we seem to just keep printing it from.
But the good thing is the opportunity for employment, apparently.
We are learning tonight just how big the task will be to provide the people for Australia's submarine fleet. In the next 2 weeks, the Navy is going to launch a huge recruitment campaign, hoping to train hundreds of submariners to not only man, but also maintain our fleet in the future.
We can't find truck drivers. We can't find find people to flip burgers. We can't find people to do anything. Who's going to say, oh, shit, yeah, I want to jump in a 100-metre long steel tube for 4 months at a time? Where are we going to find submariners from?
Are we trying to find police too? Don't we need 1,200 police officers at the moment we're trying to recruit?
Where are we going to get all this semen?
They're saying they're going to bring them all from overseas, but there's nowhere for them to live because we've got a housing crisis. We can't house the people that we already have here, but let's bring everybody from overseas.
Put them on the sub. They live on the sub, so we're going to import semen.
And listen, if you stop saying semen quickly, that would be good because I'm about to laugh.
Yeah,
semen.
Yeah, see. What do you think I'm saying?
The men at sea.
No. Just play it.
Oh, that's a different kind.
Oh, how dare you? You say the village people are full of semen? How dare you? Mano, Mago and Dan on Triple M. I know it's Monday, so therefore we should be able to talk a bit of sport and stuff, shouldn't we? Is that all right? Because the supercars was on. Well, remember Friday we spoke to Mark Scaife about the supercars are back on in Newcastle. And the interesting thing is, it's no longer a battle between Holden and Ford. It's the Mustangs against the Camaros.
Ford versus GMC.
I don't have as big a buy-in because I don't...
But don't they make them the same?
You have a Mustang.
They make the cars the same. They're doing everything they can to iron out every single...
Parity was the big call.
So they may as well make them all on a production line and then just brand them differently.
And I start watching the race on Saturday. Race one was Saturday, race two was yesterday, and going, it's more about the drivers now than it is about the brand of car. Like, they're personal brands. They're not brands of vehicle.
Divide the boys and the men, I reckon, because what about old David Reynolds? Wasn't he feeling a little bit under the weather? He was exhausted from the heat.
Everyone was real. All right. Did you see Jizzy, Ben Gisberger?
Name is Shane.
He's already had a word with you about this, Marto.
Oh, well, I went one night. I had to do something with him, and I was calling him Jizzy
in front of a crowd of people. You kept calling him Jizz, and Shane took exception to that.
Why
call me Shane if you don't mind?
Oh, sorry.
Call me Shane.
Call me Shane if you don't mind.
Did you say I do mind Jizz?
Jizz, ring now if you've got a problem. It's our radio program.
You can call him Giz.
Okay, Giz.
Gizzy.
Well, what does it matter? Listen, Shane Van Gisbert, SVG, and I love them because I've always loved Jamie Wincup, and I know a lot of people hate Jamie Wincup. I don't know what that's all about, but they're from Geebung. They live here amongst us, so that's why I go for them. If you drive down, what's that road
I'm
over
sure
there,
Jamie Wincup's crying in his sleep over the people that hated him. Isn't he now the boss of Red Bull?
He's the boss of Red Bull. And I always love Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, boo, poor me.
And they came out, and they were so good on Friday, and then they were so good on Saturday during the race.
And then
he won the race like by 30 seconds or something on Saturday.
Well, it doesn't count. He got disqualified, Marto.
Well, I didn't know that. Well, I started watching yesterday. I went, oh, geez, he's already won this first race. He's got this one in the bag as
Shame,
well.
Shame.
Call me Shane. Yeah, listen.
I had to field phone calls between my dad and my husband because my dad's a Holden fan and Corey's a Ford fan, of course.
But you can let that go.
So Corey rang my dad and he's like, oh, you know, Red Bull Racing's just been disqualified. And my dad's like, oh, shut up. Back and forth.
The Holden Ford thing's done, I reckon. It's just get stuck into it, pick your driver, and mine is Jizzy. So,
Shane.
Did you see on Friday, because Jizzy's so tall.
Shane.
Listen, one more time. What's his name?
Call me Shane.
Shane.
Yeah. SVG.
All right, SVG. He's 188 centimetres tall. He's the tallest driver in the field. What's happened with these new cars? Because they got parity, la, la, la. They're so worried about that. He starts driving at Newcastle. It's 32 degrees on Friday arvo, and he realises his feet are burning because his feet are closer to the engine than any other driver's. So he's going, what are you going to do? My feet are burning. This is
Aren't their feet all the same distance to the engine?
No.
Doesn't matter how tall you are.
No, he's a big jizz. Shane.
He's a big Shane.
So
they gave him permission on Friday night. They said you can throw in more insulation in behind the firewall so your feet don't get so hot. But then Saturday it ends up it's 33 degrees. It's hot as down in Sydney and Newcastle. The dry ice. I don't know how the dry ice works, but this is why he got disqualified. They put the dry ice in the wrong door, trying to cool the poor bugger down.
No one wants a big hot jeez.
All right, now listen.
I mean, I was cheering for Chaz Mostert in the Mustang, but anyway.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you were. Well, listen, she's got
Shane
him.
She's
got him late yesterday.
Indeed.
And then Shane got onto the press conference. Did you see this? And he was still filthy. from the being disqualified on the Saturday, and the guy, and the, this is the press conference, okay? So you've got to answer questions at the press conference, especially if you've won the race.
Yeah. Well, they have the greatest insight, don't they, in the supercars? They get in there.
There you go.
Bouncing back, I imagine there was a bit of disappointment with the team today. So did that make today's race win even a little bit sweeter?
Yeah, so basically just repeat what I said on track. Like, thanks to my team, our cars were awesome. But yeah, all our talking was done on the track today. So thank you.
Is he a robot?
Oh. Yes, he. But then he pushed the microphone away. Like, he just went, nah, that'll do, mate.
Well, disappointed because of the disqualification, his win meant nothing. No points.
That's
no
right.
No championship
That's
points.
Right.
So he's annoyed. But he still has the points because he's potting the big boss's daughter.
Hold on. I don't know anything about this. What big boss?
Yeah, Jess Dane, Roland Dane's daughter.
The bloke who owns Red Bull.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of this.
They're together. They're an item.
If they get married, is her name Jess Jizz?
No,
Van Gisbergen.
Gisbergen.
Dan Van Gisbergen.
Now, listen, and then...
So, ultimately, he's the winner.
Well,
he wouldn't play the game.
He wouldn't play the game.
Mate, it's a press conference. We've got to ask you questions. Yeah. There was obviously that battle at turn nine between yourself and Chaz. Can you talk us through it just from your point of view?
All the talking was done on track today. Mate, thank
you.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? You would not say anything.
All the talking was done on track. They do a fair bit of talking on track, though, don't they?
Well,
it's Mark Skate's fault.
Why is it Mark Skate's fault?
Scarpander's fault. That Rihanna, your mate, her
Why
fault.
Why is it their fault?
Because they're the ones down on the track taking up all the press conference time. All the words were used then.
No, they're not. But let's investigate. Are you telling me that he goes out with the boss's daughter?
That's what Margaret
said. That's what I told
you. Are you telling me?
Yeah.
Well, let's investigate that in the feud. That'll disqualify him from something. I don't know what it is.
Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
Now, you're talking about that Battle of Brisbane. Who would have thought it would be a top-of-the-table clash? If you don't know, like, just read out the ladder right at the moment. Manly, this is for and against, etc. The top four teams, all on 4 points. Manly, Dolphins second. St George Illawarra has had a bye last weekend.
And Manly had the bye this weekend.
And, oh, of course.
So Manly
so haven't actually played.
Manly don't really
So
points.
The top two Correct. Teams in the comp in reality are the Dolphins were first, Brisbane
and Broncos.
Second.
Two from two.
Broncos it's were
incredible.
Top of the table Friday. Then the Dolphins jumped him, and then Manly are only up there because they get
the bye.
Who would have seen this? So, we've recently spoken about it. There should be room in your heart for both teams, and we're able to do that. Who I didn't feel sorry for because he's a pain in the ass, and I played in the Wallabies with him. I was actually his first ever roommate.
Oh.
He never played a test for the Wallabies, Ricky Stewart, but he came on a tour once, and he didn't quite get rugby, I don't think, and soon afterwards he went to rugby league. And, of course, I've never felt sorry because one day I came up to him and tried to say, yeah, remember me, la, la, la. Pretended he'd never met me before in his life.
And
so,
you'd roomed with him.
So I'm off. Yeah, we roomed for 3 or 4 days together when
Top
he first arrived in Argentina. So he arrived he got flown to Argentina as an injury cover. So he never made the team properly. He got flown over there. And then, didn't ever wanted to.
What a dog.
Didn't want to know me.
What a weak gutted dog.
Yeah. Oh,
jinxy.
So we were teammates and just didn't want to know me. So, Ricky, I'm glad that so many people contacted you after the game on Saturday. Stiff shit.
I walk into the change rooms here. I've got 47 texts.
Yeah,
every one of those texts agreed with every fan out there.
Oh. Bottom of the table. Canberra.
Mongrel dog.
Yeah, get stuck. Hey, listen, Kalen Ponga, I know it was a terrible incident in the first minute of yesterday's game. Thank God he had Kurt Mann to take him to the toilet because he said I was feeling sick. I'm going to go off the field with concussion.
Did he have a spew after one drink again?
Well, he had his headgear on. He apparently didn't need Kurt Mann because this time he had his headgear on.
Oh,
he didn't need anyone to pull the hair out as he was spewing out of his face.
Is he okay, though?
I'd say he'll be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
But that's not 6:10. There's no need to discuss that.
We'll
leave that
right
in
along.
Leave that hands in the hands of the doctor, the Kalen Ponga thing, because I do want to talk about fullbacks.
Oh.
Margo, you know your rugby league.
A little bit.
What can't you coach?
Smart.
Speed.
Speed.
Can't coach speed, Marta.
Correct. I'm glad. I'm glad you've
coach smarts either, apparently.
You can't. You don't need to be smart in rugby league, but you need to be fast. Can I just go through the Dally M votes from Friday night?
Oh, 3-2-1.
Who do you think? Well, now there's two people vote and they're secretive, etc. So it's now 6-4-2, I think. Votes. Who would have got the 6 votes on Friday night?
Adam Reynolds.
Oh, for Christ's sake, do I need to write things down before I ask you?
Ezra Mann.
Shut up! Or did you see the bloke play
Reece.
Fullback?
Oh, Reece Walsh. Reece.
Oh, crikey.
Reece Walsh. He was incredible on debut, too, for the Broncos.
Right. And I know the thing I've got to play here. I'm actually just winding you up. There's a thing called Reece Lightning.
Yeah, thank you.
And I've just been annoying by saying
this. You know the Lions, when they...
Do you want me to play it or
when the blokes come out in one day cricket and they play their song, they've got a nominated song, and if you score a goal at the Lions, you get a song.
Joe Danaher has Let It Go.
Thank you. Why doesn't
the Broncos normally do that? I know. Remember last year we saw, or the year before, stupid
they
Alex,
just do that silly you should be doing this.
Reece Lightning.
Reece Lightning.
That doesn't make sense for Ezra Mann. How does that make sense?
Ezra Mann wasn't the man of the match.
Oh, sorry.
Reece Walsh. Right. All right, you idiot. Now listen to that, and it keeps on going. Look, I'll be coming back to that, because then who did we see scored two tries that also got all the votes for the Dally M's at Redcliffe at the Dolphins on Saturday?
I'm going to say Hammer.
Oh, thank Christ. Oh,
Hammer time.
Why wouldn't you be pumping this out and everyone giving it?
What are they doing instead?
Nothing.
Oh, get your fins up.
Yeah, get your fins up, and that's catchy, but... Oh, Christ.
Hammer time, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah,
anyway. Jeez, it's hard working together.
Have you got
a song
for Ezra Mann or no?
Why no?
Ask me again. What can't you coach?
Who is the second best player at the Broncos?
The first question.
What can't you coach?
Speed, Marto.
Well, well done.
Thank God.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane Ass.
Well, it's time to lend a hand, as we often do. And I'll tell you what, this one's a special one, Margot. Peter Harvey, his name is. His wife's 45. She suffered a stroke 4 years ago. Can you imagine, at the age of 41?
Terribly tragic.
As a result of the stroke, Michelle, Peter's wife, has lost her memory. Can't even remember giving birth to their son, Braden. Now, Peter's the one who sent this in, and he's gone. Michelle's been in and out of hospital, currently wheelchair-bound. She's also got diabetes. So it's bloody tough old time. Pete was Michelle's carer, but he's recently had a fall himself. Yeah. His health is struggling a bit. Can you, mate, these carers, people who care for their partners and parents and children, etc., are amazing.
Yeah. Peter feels guilty that he hasn't been able to provide for Michelle with a decent Christmas or birthday present over the last few years. There's also a number of things that they need for their home.
Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We'd love to give you a hand.
We've been together since 99 and she can't really remember me either.
Did you just come home one day and she collapsed? Were you with her?
Went to the hospital because she had ischemic toe and they were going to admit her, and 2 seconds later she had the stroke at the hospital. I'm on a disability pension myself, and it's just been hard looking after her. We've had no help. It's just myself.
Is Braden still at home now?
Yeah, he's 21.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's autistic as well.
Oh, good Lord.
And she doesn't remember, Peter, your son or the birth 21 years ago. She's lost that memory.
What can't you remember, Peter? Do you try to get some of it back?
It's like I've been with her for 20 something years, and I feel like it's a different woman.
Yeah.
Peter, do you ever show, do you pull out photo? Like, I think we're all trying to put ourselves into your shoes here. Do you show her old photos or videos?
Music
or
as well.
Music, her favourite things? Yeah.
Well, she freaked out when she came home because we were watching some show and they put that song Funky Town.
And what
is it? Won't you take me to Funky Town?
Did you get a memory, did it, Peter?
Well, when she saw them, she freaked out because they're so much older than what she remembers, because she's back in the 90s sort of thing.
It's like a time warp. Like, she lost all the time of her life.
She's lost it,
like 20 years.
Oh, my God.
No, Pete, that's terrible.
That's incredible.
Man.
We're terribly sorry, Peter. And, you know, sending you lots of, strength and love, because we know how difficult it can be, you know, not only emotionally, the fact that you've lost the woman that you married, but also physically having to care for her and your son, obviously. Which you don't then give time back to yourself. So we're sending you lots of love, but we thought we could help.
Apart from that, mate, we've reached out to our friends at Better Home Living at Cannon Hill. What a great mob they are. We told them about your story and they couldn't jump fast enough to help out. They'd like to give you a TCL 55-inch UHD Roku TV, which they're going to drop around to your house for free.
Better Home Living at Cannon Hill. Thanks to those guys. How does that make you feel, mate?
Do you have a TV, Peter?
Yeah, it's an old one that's got lines going through the
screen. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Right, well, yeah. That'll sort that out.
Pete, we've also heard that you're a footy fan, mate. We've organised, how about this, 2 tickets for yourself and your son, Braden, to go to the Battle of Brisbane.
What, the Broncos-Dolphins?
The Broncos at Suncorp Stadium. It's round 4, mate.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
What about your wife, Peter? Obviously, we've got you a TV and we've got your son and yourself some tickets. What would she love? What does she love?
She loves animals. That's probably why she's with me, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna drop my dog over there and you can look after him for a month or two.
I've got a couple of poodles.
Yeah,
I can
you look after all our dogs?
How about some properly trained animals, maybe that you can view from behind glass or in a semi-natural habitat?
Australia Zoo?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be excellent.
We'll organise this, Pete. We haven't got onto them, but we can shout you the tickets and we'll send you along to Australia Zoo.
That'd be excellent. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Peter.
I love Triple M.
Cheers, mate. Sorry. Go well.
Get in touch if you need some help. We're always here for you. You can hit us on the burner phone, 048-410-1045. Slide into the DMs on Instagram. You know, we're here to listen and we're here to lend a hand. It's Marto, Margo and Dan, Triple M.